Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to the post-match podcast for Aston Villa 0, Ajax 0 in the Amsterdam Arena. And I suppose if we just look at the scoreline on its own for a moment, we'll discuss the game. I think, to be honest with you, Villa will be happy to bring home a nil-all scoreline to Villa Park against Ajax, who I thought were really, really good. I did a preview with Michael Statham of the Football Around You podcast, and he said to me on his podcast, what did I make of Ajax? And I said that there was about 10 players in their squad that I would certainly take a look at for Aston Villa to sign. And you know what? Even though they've been having a bad-ish season this season, well, it was a bad season by their standards, I think they showed that tonight. That there's serious talent in that squad, very, very young, and they looked really good against Aston Villa tonight, Paddy.
Did they look really young? Really good?
Well, for a group of 18, 19, 20-year-olds, I think they did.
I would sum this up in probably a few sentences. We went out with a job to do. We never got out of second gear, and we take home the result that we wanted and probably deserved for not getting out of second gear. We rested arguably our two best players. We brought them on for the last half an hour to shake things up a little bit, but There was nothing to do at that stage. And I think this is one of the ones we look back and go, that was a properly managed European Cup tie.
Yeah.
Not by the fucking referee, but by our coaching ticket that are in there to sort out what we need from this tie. UEFA need to ask themselves questions how they can justify sending the best referee from the Albanian league to referee two teams who have won the European Cup, not bought the European Cup, won the European Cup, historical, the best tie of the round, and send that absolute imbecile to referee a game of football is beyond me. But anyway, I hope we don't have to talk about it too much, because I've got it out of my system. And I'm absolutely delighted with a nil-all draw. That's exactly the result I would have taken if we weren't going to win tonight. So I think that's just a perfect result.
I'm surprised that we got to 2 minutes and 7 seconds in before you swore about the ref, Paddy. I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. I lost the bet to Noel Connaughton on the back end here. I thought that you just come off, you just go, Neil, I'm taking the start of this one, right? Shut up with your introduction. I'm just going to go with it. Fuck. I thought that's what was going to happen. But I suppose we'll We'll talk small bit more about him in a moment, because like he was really, really poor. Like there was ghost fouls there that were like just shocking. Like the commentators were, the commentators couldn't even, you know, sometimes they go, yeah, this could have been a yellow or whatever. If it's any all is yellow, they were like, what the hell happened there? He just happened to be a bigger man, you know. But anyway, we'll talk about the football, I suppose, or to be honest with you, in a lot of parts of that game, the lack of football, because at one stage I looked at, and here we go, mark this in your calendars, Paddy only had a short referee rant, and I'm going to talk about XG, so this is a real unicorn of a podcast. But at one stage in the first half there, actually at halftime in the first half, Villa had an XG of 0.03, so like we weren't really threatening at all. You know, I suppose really throughout the game we weren't really threatening, but I think that was, you hear a new phrase but resting defense, and I think you could probably sum this game up where Villa went out for about 80 minutes of this game and just tried to play a resting defense. By Pat, when we had the ball, we were passing it around amongst ourselves, weren't really, you know, we were getting forward with longer balls, all right, we weren't breaking out of structure. And then when Ajax had the ball, you know, we were trying to corral them. We didn't always do it, and Brian Brobbey got in once or twice, and had chances, and Juba Akpom had a chance towards the end. But I never felt we were under massive, massive deluge of pressure, if that makes sense, Paddy. But that's kind of my thoughts. And I think, look, Villa will feel aggrieved about the red card. I think Villa's red card was less of a red card than Ajax's red card, even though I believe both of them shouldn't have been red cards.
Neither should have been a red card. And for Konsa, it's specifically because he shouldn't have got the first yellow because he was fouled and landed on the ball.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And the second one, he was the one that was being dragged back because Akpom had the hand over the shoulder.
Yeah. But you've got to wonder what he's looking at when Zaniolo gets his body in front of the ball to take it down and gives a yellow card, and then a fella hits Watkins across the face with a trailing arm, and there's no yellow card, it's just a free kick. So look, we're at nothing talking about these fucking idiots. It's just absolutely ruin any occasion. Like that could have been the final. That you know, this could be the biggest game of the Conference League we'll ever see in years to come, and it's ruined by just unbelievable decisions. Like it just begs belief. But the most important thing here is, and let's not overshadow this, we have gone and done a workmanlike performance, albeit we will be slightly worried about why Torres was taken off at halftime. I think that might have been just a game management situation.
Me too.
We're looking towards Sunday. Obviously, when the lads sit in front of the presser tomorrow, it might be something different. But we don't know that until it just arrives. And as somebody who enjoys the game and enjoys to watch what happens, it seemed to me like it was a game management situation that they took Torres off. And boy, did we manage that game very, very well. McGinn and Bailey have possibly been our two best players, them and Torres this season. So they've managed those three players throughout this game. We look like we haven't picked up any other injuries. Obviously, Konsa is going to miss the return leg because of the imbecile's decision. And look, we'll take it and move on. And I think that has to be the overriding feeling after this, is that we've done a great job. We've gone to Ajax, which would have been a huge banana skin over the years. Obviously, they're not as good as they used to be. And we've come out of it with a nil-all draw, going to Villa Park. And Villa Park next week is going to be absolutely rocking. It's so ready to go. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And everyone is looking forward to it. And it's probably the best, for a spectator to go to Villa Park next week, it's probably the best possible result that could have happened. And we'll all get behind the team and hopefully roar them up forward and into the next round. I think they were average. I think they were bang average. I think they were there for the taking. But we managed the game well, and we'll go and beat them next week.
Yeah, and look, exactly. So, like, and once again, I always start off this with, I don't tell anyone how to be a fan. If somebody thinks that we were shite today and that, you know, that they should go down the pub for 10 points to get wash that game out of their mind, do it. Absolutely fantastic. You know, fan however you want to. I'm with you, Paddy, on this one. I think today there was a lot of players out in that field that understand the gravity of the Spurs game. And yes, people can say the Spurs game is like unless we go and win the Spurs game, you can talk about taking the foot off the pedal in this game, if that's what you believe. But I think coming out of this with nil all draw, with what looks to be no injuries, because I, like you, think the Pau Torres was brought off. I think it was game management. It was, okay, we're 45 minutes in here. We need to get somebody up that right-hand side. Let's get Cash on there. Let's bring Konsa back into the centre defence. Konsa now will definitely start on Sunday. Now, although I think he always was going to, I think he actually starts, if Pau Torres is fit, at right back. And I think we see that defence that we saw that started today start against Spurs. But that's beside the point. So I think today was a game whereby we wanted to go out there, we wanted to be resolute, maybe nick it 1-0 and come home. We've gotten it all out of it. And I think we kind of move on from that point of view. Talk about a couple of the players, Paddy, that got their first run today. Like we were texting back and forth about young Tim. What did you make of young Tim?
I think what I said to you was he's a little bit loose. He took a couple of touches too many. His touch seemed a little bit off. But I put him in the same bracket as Morgan Rogers tonight, in that these kind of games stand to young players. If you're throwing them in at this stage and we have to throw them in on Sunday with 60 minutes on the clock, it will absolutely stand to them if they don't start. That is. And look, this is all a learning process and we've come out of this unscathed, and that's the most important thing. But you couldn't really fault the two players considering they've gone into that. And it is a bit, I always say that the TV companies will turn down the atmosphere. I watched the game and couldn't hear too much that was going on behind. I could hear the Villa fans at times. I could hear the Ajax fans growing into the games with how the game was. They weren't in it from start to finish. It's similar to their players. It's when they got corners or when they got decisions that they probably shouldn't have got, then they really come into it. But I've nothing but praise for young Tim for coming into that. Thank God he didn't see too much of the ball, because the commentator really annoyed me because he couldn't say his fucking
name.
Yeah. It
was like he was emphasizing the wrong syllable the whole way through. That's what he was doing. It was thick. Yeah, it was like I was beginning to doubt myself, going, okay, look, this guy has obviously been briefed with a breakdown of how to pronounce his name. And he's not, and either everybody's been pronouncing it wrong for the last 2.5 years since he made his debut with Villa, or this guy is struggling. That's basically what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I was like, this guy is struggling. But I did have a little chuckle with regards to that. The two times I had a good chuckle was when he kept on pronouncing his name wrong. And look, I hope the guy that was double parked with the two pints of beer above in the stand, just about to sway with the bucket hat on, I salute you, sir. I live vicariously through you. And I really want to have the rest of the night that you're going to have afterwards, because you look like you were going to absolutely fly for the rest of the night, buddy. So thank you so much for making it onto the screen. You made me a very happy man, because I appreciate that stuff. And if you make yourself known to me via DMs, I'd love to know how your day went after that, because you, my friend, looked like you were having the time of your life. But getting back to Tim and Morgan Rogers, I think it's really interesting, like the eye test when you look at the statistical output and stuff like that for them, because both of them had Tim only had three misplaced passes, and one of them was a long ball as well. So it was interesting, you know, and what you said there about one or two times when the ball came to him, maybe he could have got it under control and it bounced off him. And he lost possession seven times. So did Morgan Rogers. But Morgan Rogers, when he got the ball under control, had only misplaced two passes as well throughout the course of the game. So, you know, they're young players. The pluses and the minuses are there. I certainly didn't think any of them were bad. I didn't think any Aston Villa player was bad tonight. Yes, I thought some of them were starved of possession. Both of these guys only had 27 touches of the ball. They're actually remarkably similar statistical games, to be honest with you. They only had 27 touches of the ball. So there was a lot of times in the first half where they predominantly played. One of them playing for, 63 minutes in Morgan Rogers and 74 minutes in Tim. The most of the ball that they would have had would have been in the second half, because we didn't have an awful lot of possession in the first half. Ajax, I think, had over 60% possession in the first half, and we really didn't owned the ball in the second half of the first half at all. You know, Ajax were very much more ball dominant than in that part of the game. So I suppose, look, it's contextual in regards to those two guys. I don't see anything concerning with either of the two of them. As you said, bright lights in Amsterdam, big night in Amsterdam, big team, big crest. These guys would know about the gravity of European games. Fair play to them. You know, neither of the two of them made a mistake per se. I thought young Tim's yellow card as well was pretty baffling. You know, all he did was kind of stand there. But hey, listen, there was a lot of people got yellow cards that probably didn't really deserve them tonight. And we'll probably move on from that. But I thought they were okay. I wouldn't be down on any Aston Villa player today, given what we have to come. And the fact that they did kind of manage that game pretty well tonight, albeit we would have preferred more possession and more calmness at times.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah. And look, I'm kind of half listening to you and looking at the comments. People are entitled to say what they like about a player. I quite rightly put up my hands and go, I was completely wrong. I wasn't completely wrong. I underestimated what
you can't put up your hands and say I wasn't completely wrong.
I just changed my mind in mid-sentence. Is that okay?
I put my hands halfway up.
Halfway up. Yeah. Look, how wrong did we get? Every fan got it about Leon Bailey for the last 2 years, and now we're looking at Diaby going, is he going to be Leon Bailey? Is he going to come good? Is he going to really just bomb on? And look, we needed those three players to do a job tonight to protect what we have on the bench. Sunday is huge. Next Thursday is huge. The following Sunday is huge. The next three games could see us looking back at being in Big the next start. Round of Europe and being relatively out of touch of those below us for at least fifth place anyway. So this is a big 2 weeks, and I think even if we're without Pau Torres on Sunday, I think we've done okay tonight. I don't think anybody could really complain. You weren't entertained. Nobody was entertained tonight. Absolutely nobody.
The people
I feel sorry for the most are the people that paid the money to go there. But I think the true football people that went there have absolutely said to themselves, do you know what? We got the job done here tonight, and there's nothing to complain about. And we're still in this competition. We'll probably beat them next week. And we're going to have a rare old night in Amsterdam. And let's go and enjoy it. And yeah, if people think otherwise, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, as I said, this podcast, we'll give our opinion, but we're not here to trod upon yours. We don't have to, like, as I say, everybody's entitled to think a player is good or a player is bad. We've gotten it wrong a ton. Absolutely. And we never claim that we are 100% right in anything, except for...
That's why my hands are only half for
you. That's why your hands are... I said, well, I am 100% right and living my life vicariously through that lad with the 2 points in his hand, because, I'm very jealous of him for sure. Paddy, but I think you want to wrap it up. Yes.
Before you wrap it up, there's 750 people in here. If you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe. If you haven't liked the video, please like the video. Just give us a dig out. We're not professionals. Yeah. As you found out in the Team Sheet tantrum today, the two of us actually have to do a full-time job, and we can't do Team Sheet tantrums at fucking stupid o'clock in the afternoon. And look, don't get me wrong, I'm absolutely not complaining about the kickoff time tonight. I think it's amazing that clubs like us can get back into the UK tonight and be on recovery session in Bodymore Heat, where we need to be tomorrow. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. We're heading into a huge couple of weeks, and to be able to not fly back at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and try and get fellas in to look after them and get physios into them is brilliant. So I'm optimistic about next Thursday. I'm hugely optimistic about Sunday. My nerves are a bit gone, but I'm hugely optimistic. And for all of those people who are not normally here, please do subscribe, and please do give us a thumbs up, because you're just helping our algorithm, and you're helping people know that we're here. And you'll see us the next time you log in.
Exactly. Yeah. And with that, we're going to leave you in love with everybody. Thanks so much for your time today. All 760 odd of you guys that were in here, really appreciate it. Nil all, Aston Villa versus Ajax. We live to fight another day. And I think that's what the game plan always was, not to concede in Amsterdam. We go at the Spurs at the weekend, and we can go to Spurs with our chest held out, and hopefully we get the result we want there as well. I am Crookie. As how do I become a member of this channel? There should be a subscribe. Like, so there's two ways of doing it. You can just click on subscribe, or I think there should be a button that says join, and depends on which one you want to do. Subscribe is free. Join is, I think it's £1 or €1.99 or something like that, whichever. If you just click on the subscribe and join for free, that's absolutely fine as well. We can do with all the subscribers that we need, but that we can get. But thank you so much to everybody who does subscribe and does become a member as well. Really appreciate it. And there we go. Shane Coleman's become a YouTube member as well. So thank you so much for that, Shane. But going to leave everybody. Thank you so much for your time. We will see you again over the weekend for Aston Villa, for a preview of Aston Villa and Spurs. Obviously, Team Sheet Tantrum will go ahead this Sunday, and the post-match will go ahead this Sunday as well. So we'll see you then. Thanks so much, everybody, for your time. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.